Bush.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg reaching a high of 32, Mbombela 29 and Polokwane 35. We start in Limpopo where the heat is sparing no one, not even the Deputy President.
The Deputy President felt lightheaded from the high temperature, stopped his speech before being assisted to his vehicle by his security and medical teams.
That was the acting spokesperson for the presidency, Keith Khoza, saying Paul Mashatile received the necessary medical attention after collapsing on stage at an event in Limpopo due to the heat. The weather service, meanwhile, warns against persisting high temperatures in this province and Mpumalanga as well. This now throughout the day due to a heat wave in the area and these provinces. So be sure to stay hydrated and avoid doing activities in the heat of the day. Then some other news, the Black Entrepreneurs Alliance says it's too early to determine if the Government of National Unity's policies will benefit black businesses. Speaking to the SABC, CEO Refilwe Monaheng called for a policy review on black businesses.
GNU looks good, particularly from a perspective of law and order, safety and security. So it brings investor confidence, but it's too soon to tell. We will see what will happen.
Staying with economic news, all eyes on America this week, where the Federal Reserve is gearing up to announce its first interest rate cut for more than 4 years on Wednesday. Senior officials at the U.S. Central Bank, including the Fed Chair Jerome Powell, have in recent weeks indicated that a rate cut is coming this month, but policymakers are expected to debate how big a move to make with less than 2 months before the U.S. presidential election. Back in South Africa, the Government Employees Pension Fund has reported that it received nearly 63,000 applications for the two-part retirement system since the 1st of September. The Government Pensions Administration Agency confirmed a high daily application volume from public sector workers, and this includes teachers, nurses and police officers. Most applicants are seeking the maximum allowable withdrawal of 30,000 rand. And finally, in the past week, the Green Building Council of South Africa celebrated Green Building Week, and the goal of these buildings are to create awareness of how buildings can either be built or adapted to use as little as possible energy and water from municipalities. There are also more of these buildings than you may think. Here's Jenny Lombard from the Council with where the most of they, or rather of these buildings, are situated.
The most green buildings are up in Gauteng, Sandton, Rosebank, that kind of area. And then in Cape Town is definitely close behind. And we're starting to see them spill over into major cities from there.
I'm Marlene Fischer with Nuus. Adjunct President Paul Mashatile sterk goed aan nadat hy gister van die hitte ineengestort het by 'n geleentheid in Limpopo.
High School Hits Classics with Barney Simon, Jacaranda FM.
For the young bright lights, just down past the gas rush by the meat factory door, the Five Lamb boys were coming on strong. The Saturday night city beat had already started, and the pulse of the corner boys just sprang into action. And young Billy watched them the yellow street light and said, tonight, of all nights, it's gonna be a light.